Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center. Giving progress updates. After you've been assigned a project or task to complete, at some point during the project or task, your manager may ask you for a progress update. They will want to know what you have done so far, what you are currently working on, and when it will be completed. To give an accurate update on your progress, you will need to be familiar with the main reporting tenses: the past simple, did, and the present perfect, have done. You'll need to know the differences in usage between these two tenses. To talk about what you are doing now, you'll need to be familiar with the present continuous tense, are doing, and you'll need to know how to use the future simple tense, will do, or the future perfect tense, will have done, to talk about what you will do in the future and when you will have completed the project or task. You are now going to listen to Jenny, a technical support department director, ask Lee, one of her supervisors, for a progress report on a task she had assigned him a couple of weeks ago. Lee's task was to improve call response times in the technical support department.
Good morning, Lee. Come on in.
Good morning, Jenny.
Lee, I'd like a progress report on our push to make response times shorter. What have you done so far?
Well, firstly, we moved Roger Harrison to our team. We've also put in a request to Human Resources to fill the 3 vacancies on our team.
Have you read the president's memo about expenses?
Well, no, I haven't read it. What exactly does it say about them?
Our mid-year revenue figures were 30% below what we expected, so we won't be hiring any new staff for the moment.
Okay. I didn't know that.
What else have you done?
Last week, we added a number of new topics to our frequently asked questions section.
Good. Who wrote the new FAQs?
Sharon. She's a fast writer. She finished it quickly.
Remember I asked you to contact the development director, Tom Smith, about the new update? Did you ask him when it would be ready for shipment?
Yes, I did.
What did he say?
He said it would be ready next week.
Next week? Okay. And what are you still working on?
We're working on a new design for the site to make navigation easier. And we're rewording a lot of the text, simplifying the language for our foreign users.
Excellent. When will you have finished the project?
I'm sure we'll have completed everything by the end of the month.
Okay. Thanks for the update, Lee. Sounds like you've made good progress.
Jenny begins the meeting by greeting Lee and telling him to come into her office. Let's listen.
Good morning, Lee. Come on in.
Good morning, Jenny.
Jenny gets right to the point by asking Lee to give her a report about work she had assigned him a couple of weeks ago. She asks,
What have you done so far?
In her question, Jenny uses the present perfect tense, have done. What have you done? We use the present perfect tense to talk about actions which started in the past and which still have present significance. We form the tense using have, followed by the past participle of the main verb done in this question. By saying so far, Jenny means up to now or up to the present. Let's practice making some simple questions like this one using the present perfect tense. Listen and repeat these questions after me. What have you learnt so far? What have you completed so far? How much have you spent up to now? How much have you finished up to this point? When answering a request for a progress update, we generally reply using the present perfect tense. Here's Lee's reply.
Well, firstly, we moved Roger Harrison to our team. We've also put in a request to Human Resources to fill the 3 vacancies on our team. Lee mentions 2 tasks which he has completed. He said, "We've moved Roger Harrison," and "We've put in a request." Lee uses the present perfect short form "we've." "We've" is short for "we have." In conversation, it's quite normal to shorten the form. In business writing, however, it's more normal to use the long form. Let's practice using the short form. Repeat these sentences after me. We've contacted the supplier. I've looked into the complaint. He's requested a transfer. They've made a claim. Now let's see how the negative of the present perfect is formed. Listen to Lee's response to Jenny's next question.
Have you read the president's memo about expenses?
Well, no, I haven't read it. What exactly does it say about them? In response to Jenny's question, Lee says, "I haven't read it." He uses the short form "haven't," followed by the past participle "read." Now practice forming the negative by repeating these sentences. I haven't seen her. She hasn't arrived yet. She hasn't finished her report. We haven't contacted him. They haven't made a reservation. Later in the conversation, you may have noticed that they switch from using the present perfect tense to using the past simple tense. Let's listen.
What else have you done?
Last week, we added a number of new topics to our frequently asked questions section.
Good. Who wrote the new FAQs?
Sharon. She's a fast writer. She finished it quickly. This exchange illustrates the main difference in usage between the present perfect tense and the past simple tense. Although Jenny uses the present perfect in her question, "What else have you done?" Lee replies using the past simple, "Last week we added." Lee uses the past simple in this case because he states the time when he completed the action, that is, last week. So when the timing is given for a completed past action, we must use the past simple. The present perfect is used for a completed past action when the timing of the action is not stated. The past simple is also used when an action is known to be completed. Since Lee stated that they had added new topics last week, Jenny is aware that this task was completed in the past. Therefore, in her next question about the same task, she uses the past simple. She says, "Who wrote the FAQs?" She didn't say, "Who has written the FAQs?" Using the present perfect tense in this case would be grammatically incorrect. Lee goes on to say, "She finished it quickly." He doesn't need to add the time reference "last week" again because this was stated earlier. Both speaker and listener can continue referring to this part of the task using the past simple. Let's now practice forming the past simple tense together with a time reference. Listen and repeat these sentences after me. We finished the project on 1 June. I met Paul Evans yesterday afternoon. Jason visited the factory this morning. They held the training course in September. She caught a flight at 3. Now we'll practice forming questions using the past simple tense. Repeat these short questions after me. When did she finish the project? When did you meet Paul Evans? Who visited the factory? Who conducted the training course? When was her flight? Jenny is Lee's supervisor. If you don't know this before their conversation, you may have guessed it by the tone of her questions. Jenny uses direct questions. Direct questions are short and to the point. They are commonly used when a superior is talking to a subordinate. Let's listen to this short exchange.
Did you ask him when it would be ready for shipment?
Yes, I did.
What did he say?
He said it would be ready next week. Did you ask him, and what did he say, are both direct questions. Jenny forms her questions using the past simple tense. We use the auxiliary verb did, followed by the base form of the verb ask and say. Let's practice forming simple questions in the past simple tense. Repeat the following questions after me. Did you call John? Did Grace contact Paul? Did she go to the bank? What did she say? Who did she meet? Where did they go? Jenny then wants to know what Lee is doing now. Let's hear their exchange.
And what are you still working on?
We're working on a new design for the site to make navigation easier. And we're rewording a lot of the text, simplifying the language for our foreign users. When Jenny asks, "What are you working on?" Lee replies, "We're working on a new design." And we're rewording a lot of the text. You'll notice that they use the present continuous tense to talk about ongoing actions, actions which are not yet complete. The present continuous tense is formed by the auxiliary verb is or are, followed by the present participle working, rewording. Again, Lee responds using the short form we're, which is short for we are. First, let's practice forming questions using the present continuous tense. Repeat these short questions after me. What are you doing? Where are you going? What are you working on? Who are you conducting the training for? Now we're going to practice making short statements in the present continuous using short forms. Repeat these sentences. I'm working on the new design. He's finishing his report. She's interviewing the candidates. We're planning the conference. They're creating a new ad campaign. Finally, Jenny wants to know when Lee will finish the project. Do you know which tense they use in this exchange?
When will you have finished the project?
I'm sure we'll have completed everything by the end of the month. Jenny says, "When will you have finished the project?" And Lee replies, "We'll have completed everything by the end of the month." Both Jenny and Lee use the future perfect tense, which is formed by the auxiliary verb will, followed by have, plus the past participle finished and completed. We use the future perfect to show that something, like a task or project, will happen before a specific time in the future. Notice that Lee includes a specific time, by the end of the month. Here are some other examples. Listen and repeat these sentences after me. We'll have finished the work by Friday. We'll have completed the new design by tomorrow afternoon. We'll have mailed the flyers by 4 p.m. I'll have contacted all the delegates by the end of the week. In this podcast lesson, you learned how to report on what you have done. The most common reporting tense is the present perfect, which is used to report on recent actions you've completed. But when using the present perfect, we don't include a time reference. If we provide a specific time reference for a completed past action, we use the past simple tense instead of the present perfect. If we continue to refer to this completed past action, we use the past simple, but we don't need to include the time reference again.
We use the present continuous tense to talk about ongoing incomplete actions. And finally, we use the future perfect tense to show that a task or project will be completed by some specific time in the future. You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.